5, so we are on. So, Ramadan, basically. No. That's not correct. Ramadan, basically. How long ago? Habal Aiden. Son has relations with his mother. Okay, incest relations with mother. Of course, this Gemara is in the middle of those people who get stoned for their transgressions. So Habal Aiden, son has relations with his mother, Chayav Le Mishum Aim, is liable upon her because of mother, Mishum Aish Yisav, and because of father's wife. Okay? In other words, he gets two deaths. And the Gemara is going to ask, you're going to give him two death penalties. We don't marry in a chayav ela mishumei. Bilvad only gets killed because of the mother. Aleishasav. If you have relations with your father's wife, chayav ela mishumei shasav. You're liable because of father's wife. Umishumei shasish, and because of the she's the wife of a man. She's a married woman. Vein bechay aviv ben lachem b'sasei aviv. That which you're liable on aishas of is both during your father's lifetime and after your father's death. Ben Mayerson, whether your father only betrothed her, or of course, even if he married, of course, if he did marry her, Ben Mayerson. Abba Kolosov signed his relations with his daughter-in-law. Chayav Aleh Mishum Kolosov is liable because of daughter-in-law, Mishum Ejazish, and because of somebody's wife. Ben Mechay Bono, Ben Machem, this is Bono. And Kolosov applies both during his son's lifetime and after his son's death. A Bayman Ayers made a suit and whether he betrothed her or married her.
You're not kind of missing
her relations with Ashish. You are. Not Skila. You're Chayav Chenek. You get, strangled. It is, Ashish is Chayav Misa. Yep. Okay. Asherah Labala Amy Knight. How do you know that some of his relations with a mother, where's the warning not to do it? Because we need for everything. Actually, we're going to need three psukim for everything. We're going to need a warning. We're going to need a liability of kares. We're going to need a liability for skila, or whatever death penalty is involved. Which is interesting, because in the Bavli, I don't think we ever actually look for the source for kares. We just assume that if it's a death penalty, and you don't get the death penalty, you go down to kares. I don't remember that we had that. Could be. Sarala Bal Aminai. Ervas imechol imcha los gale. The nakedness of your mother should not reveal. That's the warning. Kares minan. I don't know. You get kares ki kol shrei asemi kol toy. But say anybody does from any of these revolting things, and yichusur nefashos osos, they will be eradicated mikarbamam from its donation. Asor labal ishish of minan. I thought we were going to look for onish. I guess they. Now, the next one we look on Onish. Why don't we look for Onish over here? I don't know. No, I guess they're both going to come together, that's why. Ashara al Aishas of Minaha, where's a warning on your father's wife? Shinimit Erbas Aishas of Yicholos Gale. It says the nakedness of your father's wife is not revealed. Kares Minayin. Where do we see that this curry is involved? Onesh minayin. How do we know the punishment? Now, I don't know why we didn't look for a punishment for a mother. I guess because it's included in this. I'm not sure right now. But onesh minayin. How do we know the punishment, the penalty of a death sentence? Minayin. Ishashish kavasation saviv. For a person who reveals his father, his stepmother's nakedness. Evas aviv gila. He revealed his father's nakedness. Most you muscle, they will be put to death, begomer, etc. Asor lepo al kalos aminayin. How do you know warning not to have relations with your daughter-in-law? Evas kalos cholos kalei. Do not reveal the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. Kaleis minayin, and we know that there's an excision, right? With the hands of God. You call it Isha Shreyaz, you call it the Evasel of Anichosu. Because it's a generic statement. Anybody who does any of these repugnant things will undergo kares. Onesh minayin. Where is the punishment? Isha sheish gavis kaloso. In other words, where does it say the death penalty? So it's anybody who lay with his daughter-in-law. Tapalam dalav. He is put to death. Tanisa achat nisa b'krisus. Now this Mishnah is mentioned here. It's mentioned in krisus. Nicha b'krisus. In krisus, I understand it's mentioned. Shu may be korban uchoser and may be korban. Because there it's say about also shogeg, also unintentional. And if you transgress, if you have two prohibitions involved, you bring two korbanos. One because she's your mother, and the other because she's your father's wife. But islach meir is an edge truniska v'choser v'niska. Here it's an edge. Why is it mentioned you transgress two prohibitions when you have relations with your mother, who's also your father's wife? Do you get stoned twice? They throw more stones at you. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's coming. You know, teach us that they can warn him. When they give him actual warning on the spot, they warn him on the basis of either crime. Shisurba mishum eshes avleke. If they give him asura because of the father's wife, he gets malchus. Now malchus here is lavdafka. Dafka. What it means is actually death, right? Shisurba mishum aim. If they give him asura because of mother, he's also leke. Okay. Says the word biyasurba mishum eshes ish. So why did mention also eshes ish? She's also the father's wife, right? Besides being your mother and your father's wife, she's also a wife. So why did I mention that? Says Rabbi and at that point in our Mishnah is talking about where she's single. In other words, she's no longer married to your father. Your father's deceased. Okay, so you have either or, not the third option. Tamat Tzninan. Now Bavel they learn. Now this Tzninan is not a regular Tzninan. Normally Tzninan means a brisa. Here it's not a brisa. It's the way in Bavel they propose to learn the Masechta. Okay, that's not the Masechta. The Sefer to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im loisa imo ruil aviv." If his mother was not suitable to marry his father, say his father was a Kohen and she was a Grusha, or his father was a Yisrael and she was a Mamzeres, right? So that would make him a Mamzer, a Cholo, but that's not relevant to our discussion. Since they were not, their marriage was not a suitable marriage, so therefore, the marriage is now, you know, the truth is that the name Moshe says it's only done by a case where we hold that the marriage does not take effect. I'm not sure if he's correct about that. I think it might be any time where the marriage is prohibited, even if it does take effect. So he says, He's only one liable if he has relations with his mother for one prohibition, because she's not Eshesav. Why is not Eshesav? Because the marriage was not a suitable marriage. It should not have been contracted, right? But if her father, according to the Bnei Erev Bavel, who learned this way, if the mother was suitable for the father, meaning their marriage was a legitimate marriage, so then Chayav Shtayim is liable twice. He's liable because of one, having relations with his mother, and two, having relations with his father's wife. And in that case, Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda would concur. So the issue in which they did not concur is a machlo where the marriage was not a proper one, such as a Kohen to a Grusha. There, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one prohibition. According to Rabban, and there still are two prohibitions. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabban, that's the Babylonians, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said no. He said, Lo Shanya, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, which of course in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Shanya ben Choysa imo ruyel aviv ben she ain imo ruyel aviv. It makes no difference whether his mother was suitable for his father, whether his mother was not suitable for his father, whether the marriage was proper or not. Ain o chayev el achaz, he's only liable for one prohibition. Only one prohibition, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, mother, not father's wife. Okay, so it's machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. Rabban and old, you transgress two every time you have incest with your mother. It's mother and father's wife. Rabban and old, Rabbi Yehuda said no, only one. It's only mother. And we're going to learn this out. We're going to discuss this in some detail. Time Rabbi Yochanan, the large Rabbi Yochanan is in Chahi. This large Rabbi Yochanan in Rabbi Yehuda, right? She's your mother. Stress on the word he. Mishum imata mechaivo. Because of mother you make him liable. Iroz kol ha-parasha. This occasions the whole parasha, meaning that it limits the parasha le'ein, that it's only you're only liable on the mother prohibition, not on the father's wife prohibition. Why did Rabbi Yochanan select the prohibition which pertains to the mother and reject the potential prohibition which pertains to the father's wife? After all, you have a choice of two, right? It's a little bit difficult. What Gemara is asking, because it says in Chayi, he just told us why he holds that the prohibition, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds is only one, that the prohibition is prohibition of mother, because it says imcha he meaning a limitation, only this and not Eshesov. So I think it's the Korbanada says pshat. The other Mepharshim, I don't like what they say, but the Korbanada says a nice pshat. He says in the pasuk itself, is in Vayikra Perikul Ches pasuk itself. He says Eves avicha ve'eves imecha lo segale imcha hi lo segale erevosa. Your nakedness of your father and the nakedness of your mother you should not reveal. She is your mother. Do not reveal her nakedness. So what basically asks is, what are we going to do with that which says Ervas Avich on that pasuk? It's true the pasuk ends off Ervas Imchai, Ervas Imechai, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, the pasuk begins with Ervas Avich. You can't just ignore that. What does it do with the fact that it says Ervas Avich at the beginning of the pasuk? The nakedness of your father. It seems that the pasuk itself is throwing in. It wants us to throw in the prohibition of Eshesav, of your father's wife, besides the prohibition of your mother. What does he do with that? So says the Gemara Amar Leisa, he says, fascinating, do serve Rabbi Shmuel. He explains his pasuk of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, Dorash, Rabbi Shmuel, Darshan's Ervas Avicha, when it says in the pasuk Ervas Avicha, the nakedness of your father, Bizakha Kosim Dach, it's talking about homosexual relations with your father. And Rabbi Shmuel says a fascinating thing. Isn't your father on any other male? So homosexual relations are prohibited in the entire Torah, right? So he says, Elachaibo Stein. You get two. If you have homosexual relations with your father, you get two. I heard, as Rav Noach Weinberg says in one of his tapes, he says, Torah sending you a message. It's saying there's gradations of sin. Says, okay, you're homosexual, but at least not with your father, right? So even within sinning, there are levels of the heinousness of the crime. You don't like that? Yeah, I think on this sister they're mocking. That's So that's insane. So and any other homosexual relations, it's one. On your father, it's due. Okay, so that's how he learns Erva Savicha. So he disposes of Erva Savicha by saying it's going on homosexuality. So it says the Gemara, the Tani, as we learned to the Brisa, Abba, love you, somebody has relations, father, Chayv, love you, Chayv, love Shnai. Slapple twice. So that's more, wait a minute, if that's the case, Venice, Shloshim, Vishav, Krisis, Patera. Why don't you imagine Sech, the Krisis, has the 36 Krisis in the Torah? Imagine another one, homosexual relations with your father. So I say almost it mentions their homosexuality, but it doesn't mention homosexuality with your father. Says the Gemara, don't be a nudnik. Says the Gemara, Reimona Amar Koshem Zachar Echad. In terms of the Mishnah and Krisus, homosexuality was considered to be one kares, because you're going to get the kares for the act, no matter what, right? It really has no practical ramification, I guess. If you made the shogeg, there is talk of separate carbon for Ervas Avicha. But in terms of curries, there certainly is no practical ramification. You're going to get the curries because of the homosexual relations, and you don't get two creases. So therefore, the Gemara there didn't bother mentioning. I saw that I didn't have a chance tonight to look at the Orso Mech. He has something to say about this, but I didn't get a chance to look at it. Okay, Erva Seishas Avicha. I feel guilty because just before Shir, like 5 minutes before I came, I looked at the Ursa. Look, see what the Ursa Mech speaks about. He speaks about a few things on these pages. I don't have it here. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter.
stuff here. Oh, well. Sazmar. Sazmar Weiter. Erevas Eishas of Yira. Be'eishas of... Basis of a custom medaber. It says Erevas Eishas of Yira. Los Kalei. Now, this is actually the next pasuk there. It says, after it says... The pasuk just we're talking about, it says the next pasuk, which says Erevas Eishas of Yira. Do it the nakedness of your father's wife. Eishas of a custom medaber. That's obviously talking about your father's wife, who's your stepmother. Erevas Imecha, that which is the previous pasuk, Zu Imo She'eshes Aviv. That's your mother, who is your father's wife. Imo She'enu Eshes Aviv Minayin. How do we know your mother, who's not your father's wife? Because, right, you could be born out of wedlock. How do you know you're alive on her? Imchahi Los Kalei Ervasa. This is, it says Imchahi Los Kalei Ervasa. That's, of course, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel and Imchoi Los Kalei Ervasa, the he is not a limitation like Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Yehuda learns Imchoi means you only liable because of one, not because of mother and father's wife, but rather only mother. But Rabbi Shmuel himself learns Imchoi Los Kalei Ervasa teaches us that you're liable for your mother who's not your father's wife. Okay? For according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know where that comes from, at least not yet. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, your mother's not your father's wife, it's not for Imchai Los Kalei Ervasa. Now, the next four lines we're going to, to the bottom page, we're going to leave out now. We'll put them in later on, because they're kind of either out of place or extraneous. Says the one on our base, Rabbi, now, here it says Rabbi Akiva, but after a great deal of anguish here, I decided it has to say Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you my pshat anymore. I don't like anybody else's pshat here. So, Rabbi Shmuel, and in all fairness to me, you see that the Pnei Moshe takes out the word Eishes, which is here in parentheses. You see that? So, I leave it in. Okay, so therefore, I don't completely, I gain something here. And I think I'm correct, of course. Rabbi Shmuel Darish. Rabbi Shmuel Darishan like this. Ervas Eishes Avicha says, it says in the next pasuk, remember the two pasukim here. One talks about Ervas Avicha Los Kalei.
Maybe I should read to you inside.
Now I'm going to give you this chumash.
Is there a chumash on the table there?
Okay, so if you look at Pasuk Zayin, right, verse 7, for those of you who heard Chumash and heard Chumash there, so the chapter 18, verse 7. So the first Pasuk is Ervas Avicha Ervas Imecha Los Galei, right? Imchahi Los Galei Ervasa, right? And that's the Pasuk Zayin. Then it's Pasuk Ches, which is Ervas Eishes Avicha Los Galei. How's the rest of Pasuk go? Ervas Avicha Hi. Okay? So you see those two psukim? So we're working with those two psukim. Okay? Okay, you see the English there, right? So I don't have to translate for you. So now let's see the Gemara inside. Rabbi Shmuel, again, I changed Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shmuel. Top line and line down base. Rabbi Shmuel Dorash Ervas Eishes Avicha. That's Pasuk Ches, verse 8, right? Ervas Eishes Avicha Beishes Avakos Medaber. That's talking about your father's wife, who's not your mother. Ervas Imcha, the Pasuk before, right? Because that's in Pasuk Zion. Ervas Imcha. Zu imo sheyesh savi. That's your mother, who's not your father's. Who is your father's wife, right? Imo sheeno eshes of minayin. How to know your mother, who's not your father's wife? Imchayilos kalevasa. Right. She's your mother. You should reveal her nakedness. Very, very simple. All three elements, right? Ma avale. What does Rabbi Akiva do? Now, what does it mean, what does Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva learned, the problem is like this. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the Pasuk in, with Pasuk Ches? Pasuk Ches says, Eishe Savicha lo skale, right? But he learns that Erva Savicha on Pasuk Zion is going on Eishe Sav. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel is the one who came up with the novel idea that Erbas Avicha and Pasuk Zion is going on homosexual relations with your father. But Rabbi Akiva says that is going on your father's wife, right? Erbas Avicha, your father's wife. So why does he need Pasuk Ches? Pasuk Ches is redundant according to Rabbi Akiva. You see that? Without a chumash, I don't know how I could have showed it to you. But Pasuk Ches is redundant according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Says the Gemara, Ma'av Eli Abishmo, Pasul Lachamiso. So he learns that you're chayav on Eishes Av even after your father dies. Now I want you to know all the Mefarshim except for the Vitei Sheish, they all say, which is why which makes no sense to me, they learn that Pasul Lachamiso Av is going on the way they learn the Gemara, taking out different stuff. Is going on your mother. That it's mechadesh, that even your mother is also to you after your father's death. Your real mother. Which makes no sense to me. You need a pasuk to tell you that, that's pasuk. But either way, I'm learning, so it's going, pasuk ches is talking about your father's wife, who's not your mother. And it's saying that remains also to you even after your father's death. Okay? So that's the way it's pasuk to me. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Okay? Now, Vleislay, again, we change the names. Vleislay, Rabbi Shmuel, okay? So what is it, Shmuel? Does he not hold that your father's wife is also you after your father's death? Doesn't he hold that way as well? Where is he going to learn that out from? How is he going to know that? Because he doesn't have anything extra. Erva Savicha uses for homosexual relations. And Pasuk Ches teaches us, Stam the Isser of your father's wife. How do you know father's wife is also for you for even after his death? Says the Gemara. Now here we put in the last two lines on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We take them from there and put them over here, because it's really, you see, look back there. Vleisa Rabbi Shmuel, okay? This is really these lines. So doesn't Rabbi Shmuel hold that way? And here Taka says Shmuel, right? Says the Gemara, yeah. Ervas Avicha he. He learns out from the Ervas there, from the end of that Pasuk. The end of that Pasuk, at the end of Pasuk Ches? Ervas Avichai? It's the second Ervas Avichai. Lo Shani ben Bechaya ben Lachamisa. Makes no death, but whether it's, it should be Bechayov, right? Whether it's during his lifetime or after his death, that she's prohibitive. Okay, so he learns it out from the Ervas Avichai, which is at the end of Pasuk Ches. Okay? Period. Now, comes a new passage. Okay, not, it's a continuation, but not directly. Okay, the Tractate puts in the word ksiv here. You don't really need it, but it's a luxury. But let's use it. Ksiv ervas avicha. It says ervas avicha, ervas imecha. Okay, it's a linkage made a juxtaposition between ervas avicha and ervas imecha. That's the pasuk zayin, right? And here the Tractate throws in, which I think is nice, Uksiva, it says, Ervas Aviv Gilo. Look in Vayikra,
chapter 20, verse 11. Chapter 20, verse 11. Okay?
Which is in parsha, next parsha. So there, it's talking about the penalty. Okay? It's talking about what the actual Mises basis. And it says there, Ervas Aviv Giloy. Somebody want to read me the pasuk, the whole pasuk? It's Aviv, yeah. Okay, so there it's about the actual death penalty, okay? In chapter 18, it's talking about the prohibition. Here in chapter 20, it's talking about the punishment, okay? So it says, so it's a Gzeirah Shavah, it's a linkage. Ma avicha, koshu avicha, and the Gemara says, so the linkage is like this, your father means any time, as long as he is your father, meaning that doesn't matter whether he's your married to your mother or not, bein lonish bein la'azhara, it makes no difference in terms of penalty or in terms of warning. Af imecho, koshi imecho. So to your mother, anytime she's a mother, whether she's married to your father or not, bein lonish bein la'azhara, whether there is a penalty, whether dealing with the penalty or with the warning. So who touches this pasuk? This drasha, this brisa, which seems to makes a linkage between, which makes this linkage between Vayikra Yechetz and Vayikra Chof. Who's making this linkage? Who has to make this? Which tanas do you offer this linkage? Lo mistabed dori shahein kro. It makes no sense to say that this pasuk is darshan. Ella, the only person who needs to make this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that there aren't two, that any time she's your mother and she's Eshesov, you only transgress one prohibition, right? Only your mother. He learns that from Imcha Hi. Well, if he learns that from Imcha Hi, then he no longer has a source for learning your mother was not married to your father. Because that's how, if you take a look at the where is it on top? The third line from the top. Imo she'eno eches aviv minayin, his mother who's not his father's wife, how do we know that she's prohibited? Imo hi los galer vaso, imcha hi los galer vaso. It's your mother no matter what, right? So therefore don't reveal her nakedness. So that's fine. That's Rabbi Shmuel. He uses Imcha to teach us even your mother, who wasn't married to your father, is also to you. But how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Rabbi Yehuda uses that Imcha. Rabbi Yochanan told us some of Aleph to learn out that when you have a choice of giving the two possible prohibitions of Eishes Av and Imo, of father's wife and mother, you only give one. There's only one carbon. There's only one possible warning, not two. So according to, so which is mother, not father's wife. So how does he, if he uses Imchay for that purpose, that's locked up for him. He can't use it. So where is he going to find the prohibition on your mother who's not your father's wife? So that he learns out from the Gzeirah Shavah. He says, your father, no matter who's your father, right? No, wedlock is not an issue by father. I don't know exactly why, but wedlock is not an issue by your father, right? So therefore, and there's a linkage drawn between father and mother. So therefore, just like by your father, it makes a difference what kind of father he is, whether in wedlock or out of wedlock. So to add a marriage, it makes no difference, okay? I guess, but by mother. So to my mother, it makes no difference. I guess maybe because it's an extra vicho who by father. There's the vicho which is in Vayikra Yudches, and the extra vicho who which is in by Vayikra Chof. So therefore, he says, no matter who, whether he's your father in wedlock or not, and we extrapolate him that to mother. Anyway, however the drasha works, it's only Rabbi Yehuda needs the drasha, since he doesn't have Imchai free and available to teach us, and teach us that it's your mother had wedlock, so he has to learn from a Gzeirah Shavah. Okay? And that's how he learns
Tzarek Midrash, yes, the Darshan, Evas Avicha Ve'Evas Imecha. The nakedness of your father, nakedness of your mother. Ma Avicha Koshu Avicha, just like your father knew everyone, no matter how is your father. Bein Lo Anush, Bein Lo Asor, whether in terms of penalty or terms of warning. Af Imecha, so to your mother, Koshu Imecha, when she's your mother. Bein Lo Anush, Bein Lo Asor, whether in terms of the penalty or in terms of the warning. Omar Vizir Azir said, Hadar Mara, this teaches us, even if there's only one side open, remember there's a shas machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is indeed a zereshav and bufne. So I have a bridge of two open words on either side. Akiva holds it doesn't have to be mufne. We actually mentioned it last night, 2 nights ago. It doesn't have, you don't have to be mufne. Doesn't have to be have extra words. And this is obviously one of their many machleks in terms of how to learn throughout Shas consistently. So here, there's only one extra avichahu. The avichahu in Vayikra Chav is extraneous. Take a look at that puzzle, you still open in Vayikra Chav, Vayikra 2011. So it says, Ervas, Ervas, Ashes avichahu, what do you mean, puzzle again? Who? Okay, Ervasavigila, that's extraneous. Because you want to tell us, you don't have to tell us that it's Ervasavig, just tell us, we put it to death. Right? Those three words, Ervasavigila, reveal the nakedness of his father, that's superfluous. So therefore, that's the, it's Mufne Mitzad Echad. That's the one side of the Xer Shava, which is extra words. In Vayikra Yud Ches, there are no extra words, because every word there we gobbled up and darshened already. None of those words are extraneous of Eikri Yudches. This is a Gzeir Shav, which is Mufne Mitzad Echad, as only has extra words on one side. Amar Vizir Adomara, this teaches us, L'meidi Gzeir Shav, Afilu Mufne Mitzad Echad, even if it's only open on one side. Amar Le Rabbi Yudha, Rabbi Yudha said, Lay stop Shita, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva is that simple, Shakun Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva, Amar Gzeir Shav, Afilu Yishayinu Mufne. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't even make Gzeir Shava, even if it's not Mufne at all. Right? This is a Chiddush. It's like, Rabbi Kiva says you don't need any extra words. No extraneous materials necessary to make Gzeir Shava. This writer who makes Gzeir Shava on the basis of one side of extraneous material is so even more machmir in the look Gzeir Shava than Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's really basically a point of information, a peripheral point. It's not directly related to the rest of the Gemara's conversation. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Habal Imo, somebody is liable to come in relations with his mother. Maushia Chayvel Emishum Eishas Ish. Is he liable on Eishas Ish? Now, this is, according to the Gilyan Ephraim, this is going back to Rabbi Yehuda's issue. Rabbi Yehuda says you only Mechayv one, right? If she's your mother and your father's wife, you only Mechayv because of mother. What about she's your mother and she's an Eishas Ish? And of course, the Nafkamina is for, they gave you Asra for Eishas Ish. Can we kill you via strangulation? Even though, had they given Asra via mother, we would have given you Skila. Or do we say, no, on a technicality, you get off altogether? Because the only Asra you can give the guy, the only warning you give, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only skila, nothing else. What's the halacha? Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi... I mean, it's not... That's hockey, it's more interesting than incest. Okay. So again... Habol imo maushu chayvel emishum eishes. Does eishes ish still play a role according to Yehuda or not? According to Rabbanan, of course it does. Because according to Rabbanan, there's no preclusions. Even Chayi teaches us your mother out of wedlock. It doesn't teach us anything to limit Yudavka to the prohibition of mother. But what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says Matochame, top alam and mouth. Come and see. Ilu ba, was that Taco what it was about?
Overtime.
I
because it was overtime. I told you it was.
I wasn't Mikavo. Okay. Says Tachame. Tachame.
If somebody had a somebody else had relations with her, who's not her, her son, obviously Eishes Ish is a factor, right? Now the truth is, I don't want to really get into what Gilead and Ephraim does. This has to do with Isur Koilel, Isur Moisif, all those kinds of things, you know, because Eishes Ish is less severe than mother, but mother comes first, right? Because it doesn't really come first, but it's more innate. I don't know how to put it. In other words, yeah, she was an Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish comes first. She was your father's wife before she was your mother, although nowadays not necessarily. But inherently, she's your mother. Eishes Ish is only coincidental. So there are all sorts of issues here which surround Yitzchak Koel, Yitzchak Moisif. We're not going to get into them because the Gemara doesn't reveal them overtly here, but they are here.
Before the punishment is less severe.
Right, and that's right. So, but here we're saying Fakert. We're saying Eishes Ish is more extensive, right? It's Yitzchak Moisif. It adds people, right? Because
more of Eishes Ish.
Right, his mother, because she's only mother of whoever in bed, right? So that's the more it's saying. So Eitz Rabbi Yisrael, he asked, "Hare Chorga, I don't understand. What about her stepson? Hare Hu Chayev Aleha? He's liable upon her for Eishes. Obviously, a typo. If Gilead Ephraim changes it, Eishes of. She's liable for a." Stepson is liable on this woman for Eshesov, for father's wife. Her son is not liable upon her because of Eshesov, right? So we see that prohibitions might be tailor-made. You know, who says? You're saying Eshesish should definitely take precedence. Not necessarily. For the son, it's aim. For the stepson, it's Eshesov. Maybe they're tailor-made prohibitions. So, Lamaisa, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Jari Deso takes out the Dalet here. Tani, we learn. Af by Rishai Arayas came. Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds, by other Arayas as well. Chamosov the Eishes Ish. Your mother-in-law, who's a married woman. Atoifso Mishum Chamosoi. Your Taka only have one prohibition. He extrapolates, Imchoi is not just Aloha Bai. Mothers, but it's a binyan af. From there we derive, anytime you have two prohibitions, one imo, or chamoso, or kaloso, and the other eishes ish, or is anything of that sort, we only take the one and not the other. Okay? Avishai rayas kein chamoso veishes ish, atofso mishum chamoso, only mother-in-law. Kaloso veishes ish, daughter-in-law and eishes ish, atofso mishum kaloso, only daughter-in-law. Now, actually, there's a question. What about your sister at Eishes Ish? Do you say the same thing? Atovso Mishum. There it says, the way the Shartari Sirot, I'm going to read like Shartari Sirot has a Tikkun Gish. I don't actually believe it's right, but it's cute. And that has value too, right? So the way he learns it here is, Achosav Eishes Ish, Atovso Mishum Eishes Ish. He throws in the word Eishes Ish. V'tovitz Mishum Achoso. But why doesn't he give him sister? So says the Gemara, Mavricho min achamuro mekantro bekalo leis yochil. To take away more severe sir and prosecute him for the less severe sir, that you can't do. So most of the portion learned that Mavricho min achamura v'tukadra kala is read in the inflection of a question, not inflection of a response. But the way the Shartari Sirot learns it, I'm not sure it's true, but it is cute and does fit in nicely. He says, again, he threw in that you make him mechayim because of Eishes Ish, not because of sister. Even though it says your Tovso Mishum Achoso, sounds like it's because she's your sister, he says, no, it's Mishum Eishes Ish. And the Gemara is asking, V'tov is Mishum Achoso, why don't we give him the sister prohibition? Which would be now. Let's talk about that outside. And it's really very good, the way he learns. All the other ones we learned, mother-in-law, Eishes Ish, you give mother-in-law. Daughter-in-law, Eishes Ish, you give mother-in-law. Mother, Eishes Ish, you give mother, right? All of a sudden we come to sister in Eishes Ish,
You give Eishes Ish. So why is this not consistent? Why do you give sister? This is a more very simple answer. On your sister, I didn't really realize this. On your sister, there's no death penalty. It's Kares. But there's no death penalty. Basin doesn't put you to death. So therefore, if I said you're liable on sister and not on Eishes Ish, I get you off the hook of capital punishment. Oh no, that we're not going to do. On all the other ones, we do not let you off the hook. On the contrary, we'll give you a more severe death penalty. Eishes Ish is only strangulation. We're going to give you skila. Here, if I give you sister prohibition and not Eishes Ish, you're going to get off the hook altogether. We're not even going to be able to strangle you. It's no good. Everybody wants to watch on closed circuit TV. So therefore, that's where we come to the conclusion that the Tani, as we learned, somebody who has relations with his wife's sister, with his sister. His sister, he's liable on because of sister, and because of your stepmother's daughter. Your stepmother's a bas eishes aviv. Okay? Now, it's really your sister. Now, the thing is like this. It took me a few minutes of staring. I mean, this whole Gemara is difficult to prepare. But it took me a few minutes staring this to cop this. You know, in the halacha is, of course, in the Brady Bunch, that any of the boy can marry any of the girls. Right? You knew that, right? When you watched the Brady Bunch, you didn't know that?
That's an assumption.
Okay. Do you know what the Brady Bunch is?
I know what the Brady Bunch is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, the rules of Brady Bunch are all the boys are his kids and all the girls are her kids. Okay. So they can marry each other. Any of the boys can marry any of the girls, right? Your step. So, but here it sounds not like the way, because here it says you're liable on your own sister, and this is your blood sister, because of sister, and because of your father's wife's daughter. So that sounds like your stepsister is also on you. It is not your father's or real mother's daughter. So the truth is, the Torah actually is a funny pasuk. I forgot where to look at the pasuk inside. But the Pnei Moshe brings down the pasuk. The pasuk says, it must be there. It's in Vayikra Yudches. It says, the way the pasuk reads, it says, "Ervas achos chol loskalei." It says, "Ervas bas eches avicha moledes avicha achos chayi loskalei ervasah." That's what it says. The Pnei Moshe brings it down two lines before the lines get. You catch it up?
Ervas bas eches avicha moledes avicha achos chayi loskalei.
Right, so it says there, the erva of the bas eishes avicha, right? The erva of the daughter of your father's wife. But that, so you would think any stepdaughter is also, right? Stepsister. But it's not the case. It's not true. It's because this is specifically in the context of a biological sister as well. So what the Torah actually did is an amazing thing. The Torah created a unique stepsister iser to put on top of the sister iser, which only applies to real sister. That's the way the pasuk is structured. It's a very weird pasuk. You see that? You read the English. You see that too, right?
If this is the daughter of your father's wife, born to your father, she is your sister.
Right. Which means it must be your actual biological sister, but we slap on that a gemachte iser, right? A made up prohibition of stepsister, which doesn't apply to a Brady Bunch stepsister, okay? So that's what Gemara is saying here. Amazing thing. Tani Babachos is somebody who's loyal translation of his sister. Chayablim Shuachos, the liar calls your sister. Mshubazations of you, and Haya iser. Only unique in this issue. Because of Bas Eishes Aviv.
Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lomer, no. Let's give you reasonable. There's only one name, right? It might be a kind of convoluted pasuk, but it's only achoso. There is no second prohibition, okay? Which makes sense because there is no stepsister prohibition, okay? Now, the words of Chaim Barak will also cause the poskim, the mefarshim, much grief. The Shai Teresol just takes them out, and he proves that it's not really relevant here, so we will take it out as well, okay? Really came from on top. Rabbi Yemir Avo B'Shem, Rabbi Yechnan, Rabbi Yemir Avo, said the name Rabbi Yechnan, said, I said Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda Aviv. Rabbi Yossi would have said, there's only one prohibition, only sister, not stepsister, it's like his father, right? His father, Rabbi Yehuda, said, when you have a choice of Eshesov and Aim, we only give one prohibition, right? Only mother, right? Not Eshesov. So Rabbi Yehuda, the son, held the same way. And he said, here we have two possible prohibitions, stepsister and sister. We only give sister. That's just like his father, right? Sounds good, right? So it's Kumar Rabbi Yehuda type of shame, Rishon. Just Rabbi Yehuda takes the status which he has, which is mother over Eshesov and over Eshesish. Can Rabbi Yisrael type of shame mission? He takes the first status, which is sister over stepsister. Chaz Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan reneged on this. They said, no. Leisa Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Aviv. No, it's not necessarily so. There is either been following his father, the Shita Rabbi Yehuda's father. Tamat Imo below Eshes Aviv, Chaim Shum Eshes Aviv. Tamon Imo below Eshes Aviv Chayev. I read it wrong. Tamon Imo below Eshes Aviv Chayev. Their mother, even if it's not your father's wife, is a prohibition. And Eshes Aviv, your father's wife below Imo without mother is Chayev. In other words, there you could agree with Rabbanan that there are two prohibitions by your father's wife who's also your mother. He doesn't have to hold like his father, Rabbi, that we choose only one prohibition, which is mother. He grows with either or both. But here it's different. Bramacha. But here, the reason why he says there's only one is because of what we were talking about before, because of the Brady Bunch halacha. Matzina, it's the Brady law, there's a Brady Bunch halacha. Ha'acha matzina bas eishas avi b'lo achoso u'muterba. Here we find that that any other stepsister, other than your biological sister, you're muterin. So what do you say here? You thought that his point was like Rabbi Yehuda the father. Like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. So you thought he was saying Rabbi Yehuda's father. The Rabbi, you have two potentially surim, you only give one. And that's why it says you're alive only for sister, not for stepsister. No, his point is, to use the fancy term, an exegetical one. He says, don't learn the Chumash that way. You learn the Chumash that the Chumash made up a new prohibition in order to have two prohibitions, one completely artificial by sister. No, they didn't make up this artificial prohibition, which doesn't apply to a true stepsister. Therefore, wherever you expound upon the pasuk in order to explain it, there's only one prohibition. The only prohibition is sister. There isn't so separate stepsister as well. That's just an optical illusion in the Torah itself. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Habola Zachar Balam Hema. Some translations with a homosexual, males, homosexual, avema, bestiality. And a person and a woman who brings an animal upon her, they're all liable to skila. They're all stoned. Says Zomar, a very famous statement in Mishnah, if the person sinned, my behema, my chotas, the halachas, we put the animal to death as well. Why? What did the animal sin? Because a certain person stumbled and on the basis of this animal. In other words, it's embarrassing. After they stone Yankel, if Yankel's dog's still walking on the street, they're going to say, oh, that's Yankel's dog Spot. We put Yankel to death because he had relations with his dog Spot. So it doesn't pass, right? Oh, no, that's the next case, sorry. First one is that Shastam, he was a stumbling block. The next was Vilmar Kosa Tisakal. Dabra Acher, another interpretation. Shalote Behemar Veres Bashuk. This is the one. That the animal shouldn't walk by Magabes Yomro, and they say Zosh Niskalish Pani Al Yodeo, Yodea, that this is the animal which caused Yankel to be stoned. Okay. Asorah Bala Zohar, Haminan. How do we know? A warning not to have relations with a male. Okay? So it says, Vezachar Lotishka Mishkebe Yishon. Says, don't lie with a male in the female way. Chorus, I don't know that you get chorus for this. It says, if you call a shari asim, you call a toiv, you say, anybody does from these repugnant things, then you also, they should be excised. Oh, I mean, I know that there's a capital punishment in Basin. If you say, shari shkab, is a chor mishkebe yishon, toiv, su, they did a repugnant thing, shnei am, both of them, mosu, mosu, they shall die, the man bum, their blood is upon them. We learned man bum from the man bum, meaning there's a greater shava, but the man bum it says elsewhere by stoning, and here too it's talking about stoning. Okay, that's how we know that it's stoning. Akdun l'sheichik. That applies to the male in the homosexual relationship. Lenishkov, the person who acts as the female in the homosexual relationship, we not how do we know that he's liable to be stoned as well? Because it says Vezachar lo tishkav mishkeve isha. Now it could have just said Vezachar lo tishkav, right? It could have said Vezachar lo mishkeve isha. I'll tell you like that. So there's an extra language, right? It's tishkav mishkeve. One of them is superfluous. So therefore we darshan it. Karibe lo tishachev. It means that the person should not be lain. L-A-I-N, right? Even the person who acts as a female, the passive one, is liable as well. After the Rabbi Kiva, that works out Rabbi Kiva because he darshens extra lashonis, right? He doesn't say Dibra Akosa Veloshen B'nei Adam, right? But according to Rabbi Shmuel, holds all over Shas, the Torah speaks like human beings, so superfluous words are not available to darshen. How does he know, Chorus? How does he know kares for the person who's the female in the homosexual relationship? Says Mar Lo Ye Kadesh B'Bnei Yisrael. He learns out the warning from Lo Ye Kadesh B'Bnei Yisrael. That's the warning. Shouldn't have a kadesh. A kadesh is a male prostitute. What's a male prostitute? The person who acts as a female in the homosexual relations. Okay. I'm not sure that's what a male prostitute is nowadays, but fair face, right? So, but that's what Mars prohibiting in Kadesh, okay? Kares l'nishkav krabi shmo minayin. How do we know that there's kares? That's the warning. How do we know that there's also kares for the person who's passive? Krabi shmo minayin. Rabbi Yerim Rishem Revo said ne'amar mar ba kan kadesh. Here it says kadesh. The Nehemiah Allen says, we're going to join a Baskim Malachim, which of course is always difficult, but, you know, we're just going to finesse that point. Yushami does that occasionally, as we've seen. There was a Kadesh in the world. Adlami Kadesh mi Kadesh. The same Kadesh, Toiv and Toiv. I guess it says, I didn't actually go to Boston, to be honest with you. But this time my God was getting tired of these drushes. But I guess it says in Malachim there, Toiv. Somewhere in connection with Kadesh, it says Toiv. We know Toiv always means Kares, because it says in Vayikra, at the end of Perek Yuches, the Nichosu Kan Fasher Sesher always says, it's called Toiv Sa'ila, whatever the end. Chad Mikosher Yasin called Toiv Sa'ila Venichosu. I assume it's the end of Perek Yuches, that Pasuk. That's not material, but it's some. Yeah. Okay, so it's a generic statement. Anything which is called Toevo, we the person gets Kares. Which Pasuk is that? Koftes. Okay, so that's yeah. Okay. Says Mara, Rabbi Chia, Baradim Shem, Rabbi Chia said, Toeva mi Toeva. There's another Xer Shava, and again, if we had the inclination to get into it, it's not learn out Kaddish from Kaddish and that Toeva, but there's some way to learn Toeva from Toeva directly. On Rabbi Yisrabuna, Yisrabuna, Sisama Kane, there's a price to this effect, Toeva, Sushneyem, they both did a Toeva,
actually, the way he started out, Toiva Sushneihem, is that without going into the Pasuk in Melachim, without going to Kaddish, we could short circuit the process. It says about both the active and passive persons in the homosexual relationship, Toeva Asushneihem. So once they're both linked together, so they're both linked together across the board. Shneim b'skila, shneim b'azara, shneim b'karis. They're linked together for all matters, for the warning, for the karis, and for the skila. Okay? So that linkage, even though it's not explicit, the warning by both, unless you learn like Rabbi Akiva Tadashan, Tishka Tishoche Mishkave. But even though it's not explicit, the linkage is enough to put them all into all three categories, the warning, the karis, the death penalty. Okay? Asar l'bol abeim aminayim. How do we know that warning? Not to have relations with an animal. Says, in any animal, you should not place your lying to become defiled. Karis minayin, how we know karis? Say, pasuk chapteskin, kikosha yasim kol toy vesel v'nichusu. Onish minayin, how do we know the death penalty? Yishar shaytein shchof tobi v'ema, mos yumos. It should be put to death. At Yoli, but how do we know it's skila? At Yoli, the main bum is the main bum. Saying Zereshov is the main bum, that teaches stony. Ad Kidun Kurabi Akiva. Now, according to, this is a little bit difficult. What does it mean? How do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel get into this discussion here? So it seems to me that it means like this. Rabbi Akiva requires a drasha in and of himself for Baal Beima. This whole drasha which you just had is a Kari Koin Rabbi Akiva. But what about Kari Koin Rabbi Shmuel? Kari Rabbi Shmuel, the way we learned before, learned out just from Kaddish. Right? Kaddish includes animals as well. Kaddish. And Kaddish is a generic statement. Don't have any licentious behavior in Klal Yisrael. So why is Beima needed Zin Paul on Pesukim? So is Mary right? Rabbi Shmuel bin Asrei, Rabbi Akiva bin Asrei. Rabbi Shmuel learns out from wherever he learns out. Rabbi Akiva learns out from wherever he learns out. You're right, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need extra Pesukim. I'm not convinced that that actually is the part of the Pshat in the Gemara, but I didn't see a Pshat which made me happier. Kares Lenishkav, Ad Rabbi Shmuel, Leis Mashkach. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we did not find by an animal. So, you know what, now I'm stuck. I realized when I learned this, I learned this wrong, and it's after 10:15, so I will bow out somewhat ungracefully now, and we will pick up on this next week. Okay.